Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about 2019 State 4-H Horse Championship. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Dean Josan, Mississippi State University Extension 4-H Livestock Specialist. So, Dean, the State 4-H Horse Championship is just around the corner. Tell me about that event.
Amy, the State 4-H Horse Championship takes place in Jackson. We'll start off on Tuesday, June the 18th. And go through Saturday, June the 22nd. The first couple of days, we offer educational contests for our senior and junior 4-H youth to compete in to test their knowledge and communication skills and abilities related to what they've learned in the horse project. And then we'll spend the last 3.5 days or so showing horses in a variety of classes. But it's a good opportunity for youth to show off what they've been able to accomplish in their horse project.
Do 4-H'ers have to qualify horses to be able to ride at the state horse show? How does that process work?
Well, we do have some classes where youth have to qualify to come to the state show. They have to go to one of 4 district horse shows that are held about 2 weeks before the state show. We take the top percentage of horses in the class to be able to qualify to come to the state show. We do have another type of class that we call state-only classes. And those are classes where the district doesn't really have the equipment and the personnel overall to be able to put on those types of classes.
The schedule for the State 4-H Horse Championship is rather full. What types of classes are offered?
From our horse show perspective, we'll kick that off on Wednesday afternoon, June the 19th, mid-afternoon with our dressage classes, and then we'll go into our hunter classes, and we'll do our over fences classes, then we'll tear down those fences and do our hunter classes on the ground. And then we'll start off on Thursday morning with some of our ranch top classes and some of our cattle and goat top classes. My ranch classes are really, really, really popular. So we'll have a ranch trail class and a ranch riding class, a ranch pleasure top class, and then a lot of our cattle and goat top classes. On Friday, June the 21st, we'll start with our halter classes and our showmanship classes. We'll actually split our main arena into 2 rings to get those classes underway. After that, we'll have our performance classes, our saddle and gaiter performance classes, followed by our western performance classes. Also on that Friday, we offer trail for our trail exhibitors. And our last day of the show is Saturday, June the 22nd. We spend the whole day doing pole bending, barrel racing, and stake races.
Mississippi is one of the 13 states that are part of the Southern Regional 4-H Horse Championship. How do youth qualify to compete in the regional level?
So it's kind of a complicated process, but for those youth that are involved with our horse show, we have it clearly outlined in our book. So we try to take a proportion to go to the regional show based on the numbers that we have at the show.
In addition to the show itself, what other opportunities are available to youth who are involved in horses?
So one of the things that I really try to emphasize are the educational opportunities. So we have 6 core educational contests: horse judging, a horse quiz bowl competition, and hippology. Those are all team contests that test youth knowledge and skills. And then we have 3 horse communication contests: horse public speaking, horse individual presentation, and a horse team presentation contests. So those 6 contests, we're able to send youth to the regional level to compete. And then we take our top team and go to Denver in January 2020 to represent Mississippi there. We also have horse art, horse photography competitions. Those top pieces are selected through the district show to come to the state show. We actually have a stall decoration, a stall education contest. A county can get a stall and put together some educational component to that stall to promote the horse project. And we also have a horse t-shirt design contest.
To learn more about the Mississippi 4-H Horse Program, where can we go?
You can go to extension.msstate.edu, click on the link for 4-H, 4-H Livestock, Youth Livestock, and under the related materials link, you'll see a link to the State 4-H Horse Championships.
Today we've been speaking with Dean Josan, Livestock Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.